wet, you know, plenty, that's it.
Okay. What would you call this thick sour milk that you might keep around?
That's what now?
Some kind of thick sour milk.
Oh, that's clabber, called buttermilk.
Is it, what do you make out of clabber?
You can make buttermilk out of it.
Buttermilk?
Mm-hmm. They skim the cream off, and well, you can make cottage cheese.
Mm-hmm. What about if you were milking cows, what would you do with the milk to get the impurities out of it?
Homogenize it. Boil it.
That would involve pouring it through some kind of...
Yeah. Go through a process of heat to kill the...
What would you call that very fine wire mesh that would catch the impurities?
Strainer.
That'd be the strainer.
All right.
Well, what about
a strainer?
Something that you might make for dessert that'd be cooked in a deep dish made out of... Would have fruit slices in it, you know, and a crust and all that.
That's just a fruit cobbler.
Fruit cobbler?
Mm-hmm. They make a lot of them. Peach, apple, anything you got to make a fruit cobbler.
And that'd be different from a pie?
Well, it's practically the same thing, except it's what they call a deep dish pie.
Oh, yeah.
But you can make pies different. You can make a fruit pie and just make it in a thin pie pan.
Oh, yeah.
But if you make a cobbler, you make it deep, in a deep pan with a lot of juice.
Uh-huh. Well, what about if somebody has a real good appetite, you might say about him, well, he sure likes to put away his...
food.
Put away his food. You ever heard anybody say anything else besides he just likes to put away his food, or he eats a lot of food?
Feed his face. He sure likes to feed his face.
You ever hear people say vittles much?
Oh, I can't stand that word.
Really?
Yeah. I was telling somebody the other day that we was talking at the table while he was eating. I said, now I'm going to tell you like my daddy used to tell us when we'd come to the table. He'd say, okay, let your vittles stop your mouth. And I just couldn't stand that word. I can't stand vittles.
That's just...
You can put that chair back if you want to. It's fine.
So that you would just... You just instinctively don't like that.
I just don't like it. I say, eat your food. Eat what's on your plate, and let's not talk.
Do you associate that word with any particular kind of person who might use it or anything like that?
Well, no. You know, a long time ago, people said that. You know, a lot of people said it, and a lot of people didn't. It was just a word that maybe some people would say and some people wouldn't.
Okay. What about, let's say, if you were having I don't know, gingerbread or something like that. What do you call that sweet liquid that you pour over it, you know?
Well, you can have a sauce. I usually have applesauce over mine, or just the lemon sauce.
But what about that stuff that you would, let's say, you might pour over rice? What would that be?
The rice? I pour gravy over mine.
Great. Gravy and sauce are different. Right?
Yeah. All right.
Well, what would you call food that you eat between meals? You say you have
enough. Oh, that's just having a... just a bite to eat. Just, you know, really, I never did eat much between meals.
That's one thing I need to cut out.
Nibbling. That's what I call nibbling.
What about on a real hot day, you might, well, this right here that I'm drinking, you say I've got a what?
I got a cold drink of water. Would you like a cold drink of water?
And the thing that it's in, that's
a glass.
And if you accidentally knock that off on the...